Yeah, I started.
Oh my god. That's so, do we start?
Is she showing her true personality?
No. Dude, there's no way that she acts like that in real life.
Do you think she acts differently?
Oh, wait, but she's
herself?
16, isn't she?
Yes.
So she's probably like that. She's just angry and weird.
Puberty.
And rich.
And rich. Angry,
puberty
rich, and
has
weird.
Popped up.
That's how you make Billie Eilish.
I thought it was eyelash.
I think she wants to be quirky so bad, though.
Dude. So bad.
But, like, she's, like, the kind of girl that's, like, quirky, but, like, she thinks being really disgusting is quirky.
I don't shower, LOL.
I'm quirky, I don't shower.
Did she actually say that?
I don't know.
No, she just seems like the girl that would do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Afton helps.
Hey.
There's an interview she did where she's just like, yeah, I'm just, like, depressed. And, like, that was kind of the whole point of the interview, just to tell people she was sad. It's like, okay.
Welcome to the club.
I could just listen to your music.
Loser.
I would know. I said,
suck,
I can just listen
like
to her music and I would know she's depressed.
Alright, next topic.
Are we living in a simulation?
Yes.
Everyone thinks yes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
I can't give you a reason. I just like saying yes.
I can't give a solid reason. Honestly.
Well, that's boring.
I just know that we're in a simulation.
Did you tell me about the 2012 theory?
Some people think the world
like,
ended in 2012 and we're all living in
the world ended.
That makes so much sense.
It really does.
Because you really think about it, you're like, 2010, that was yesterday.
Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, time and stuff, we're like, oh, 2012 is, like, the point where you, like, think from, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 2008, it was 4 years ago. 2019 is, like, 9 or 7 years from now. That sounds right. Doesn't it?
Yes.
I always reference back to 2016.
2016?
Yeah. I just wrote that down. My next topic was 2016 really that good?
I, like, vaguely remember
it. Was
it
that good.
2016 was the best year.
Why?
It was
good. I was not
for
dating
music.
Any females.
Everything was new, like, it was like starting a new chapter almost, like, it was good music that year.
Yeah, music was good.
It was freedom, no stress.
It was like the first time I made my own money.
Blissful.
Well, from a job, I guess.
So the only reason 2016 was good for you is because you turned 16.
Pretty much.
No, I liked the music. Still playing basketball.
Yeah.
I had a lot of free time. So yeah, just good.
So it sounds like 2016 was good for
good
you.
Vibes.
It was
like,
good for a lot of
people. Why does everyone think 2016 was that good?
Because it was.
Because that's when Broccoli came out.
Yeah. On God though, wait, that's actually.
I remember though specifically feeling sad when I listened to that song. Like it just made me sad.
Why?
I don't know. It reminded me of something that I couldn't figure out.
It was because of the spot.
What spot?
That's why it was good.
What?
The spot.
What spot?
Oh, the spot. Yeah. There we
like
go
fishing
at this one
spot.
Oh, yes.
That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, but
And 2016 was good because of Tyler's Basement.
Oh, yes.
Tyler's
house.
Oh,
yeah, that was the last. Wasn't that the last year of Tyler's Basement?
It was.
It was?
Yeah. I think so. Basement. Well, no. This is the last, like, full summer we had there, because he moved out the next year.
Baseball.
Like, that next summer.
Cabola.
Is baseball fake?
Can we talk about if baseball is a sport? Because I don't think it is.
I mean, it is.
But is it?
Yes.
Is it?
It's more of a sport than other things.
Ball, like,
what other things?
Sports, like,
see, what is it more of a sport than? It's more of a sport than a dance.
I feel like dance is harder than
baseball. Oh, fuck.
Baseball.
Dance is low-key really hard, I think.
Well, no, I just feel like it's more of a sport, though.
I mean, it's sport-like in the fact that, like, you have, like, a scoreboard and, like, it's, like, you have to get a home run to get points and whoever gets the most wins. But, like...
It's low-key the same, like, kind of concept, though, when you dance. Because if you don't do good, you don't make it to state.
True.
That's just, like, in a different way.
It's a little more subjective, but, like, not that much. Where it's like you, it's not. I dancer. That's about the only time. Like, when our high school gave the dance team hockey jerseys, I was...
I was really ugly, by the way. I don't associate myself with that.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, everyone thought it was really cringy.
Anyways, so baseball. I don't think it's, like, hard. Like, if you're in the outfield, like, sometimes you don't do anything.
Well, depends on what.
What about making?
Shut up.
It depends on what, like, skill level you're at. If you're anywhere from, like, I don't know.
JV.
Sure.
JV.
JV.
No, if you're, like, anything below, like, 13, then you're never going to get any ball in the outfield, basically.
Yeah, but, like, even in the pros, like, if someone strikes out, like you don't see, you don't move. Like, the only time you ever move is if the ball is coming to your part of the outfield. And, like, how often does that happen?
Oh.
That's why they're so excited when the inning's over, because then they get to run off. They get to move. That's what I think. So that's why I think it's not a sport.
I think you backed that up very well.
Thank you. I went to one baseball game. Well, my dad played in a softball league, so I think it counts.
Aren't you going to take this way?
No, no, dude, you have room.
Oh, my God. Carcast, we're breaking the law.
Yes,
when
we are.
Women talk about sports.
When women play sports, let's... they shouldn't.
You play a sport, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But they, that's, but
that's
they
her point.
Shouldn't.
She shouldn't play that sport.
I should be in the kitchen, where I belong. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Pedro says yes, but no...
Who's
hesitation.
Pedro?
Sorry. Pendejo.
What?
What was your name for him?
Pedro.
Hey, Drip.
I'm gonna start using that name. That's a drippy name.
Stop.
I know.
For
I'm
what?
So smart.
That's a moist name.
Moist?
Hey, very moist.
So you're not gonna be, what's your rap name again?
Beandito.
Beandito.
El Chocador.
So now you're Pay Drip.
Pay Drip.
Proud of you.
Won't be too socked till the day I die.
Awesome, what's your rap name?
I'm not on any of them, so I don't want one.
What if you were to rap? What would be your rap name?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Allison, you're Palison.
Just my fin stuff.
Cactus, right. That would be your name.
Cactus? Dude, that sucks. I don't even have a cactus.
Cactus Al. Al Cactus.
Sounds like Al Qaeda.
What's wrong with that?
Good point.
We're bringing them back.
My rap name is Al Qaeda.
Nice. Oh.
This ad is brought to you by Al Qaeda. Use our promo code.
We're gonna bomb you.
We're having a bomb sale.
For 10% off.
I was gonna say something, but it was really bad.
Maybe you should say it.
I don't think I should.
Say it.
What if this goes out into the world?
Yeah, what if this goes viral for some reason?
It's so long.
And then they come back to the second one.
A podcast of just misogynistic, like,
dweebs.
Pro-terrorism.
Maybe we should move on to the next topic.
What's the next topic? My favorite cloud.
Fame cloud, that's my favorite.
Hell yeah.
I like the ones Vape where you can Nation. Look up and see shapes.
What?
Yep, those clouds.
Clouds with shapes?
Yep.
I like cirrus clouds.
Cumulonimbus. I'm a cumulonimbus kind of girl.
Cumulonimbut. She got a cumulonimbut. That's what I was trying to say.
Nice. That's good.
I like those flat clouds.
What are they called?
Flat cows.
Flat cows?
Yeah.
They can't be your favorite if you don't know what they're called.
Well, you just named them.
last podcast sucked ass.
It was better than yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Definitely.
Slightly better.
At least we stuck on...
Yeah, at least we stuck with the top.
Alright, I'm gonna put as many ads in this as I can.